I'm your bartending GM, John Swan.
Joined
by my
slinging in bottles.
My favorite patrons: Kelly Gilliam, William Garrett, Benny Rodriguez, and Kevin Decker.
Hi.
We're only 12 episodes in now that you've been doing this adjective thing, and I've finally learned that it's always an adjective from the last episode.
Can I blow your mind? I've been doing it since we started, back with book three. So if you
listen
back,
I don't know how many. I honestly just haven't been counting how many episodes that's been. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
You mentioned it. You said you were going to do adjectives, but you didn't specify that they were going to be from the previous episode.
You know who else said something? That's very specific. Kelly said something. He said, "Hey, I'm going to be somewhere."
Oh yeah.
Question
where
is,
where are you, Kelly?
Where?
Don't tell
are
us where you are.
Kelly.
Tell us.
Don't tell. Give us facts, and we will do a geoguesser to try and figure out where you are. This is what I want to know. Maybe down to the street.
I gotta pull up a fresh Google.
Yeah. Fresh Google Maps here. The look of exasperation that happened in that silence.
What is something that you can see from nearby?
Yeah. Oh, great idea. What can you see from nearby?
There's a place called Big Boys here.
Big Boys.
That's there's a place called Big Boys.
Big Boys.
And then, I'm trying to think what else.
Are we allowed to use Google for this? Or off the dome?
You have to. This is GeoGuessr, you know what I'm saying?
Let me scroll
across the Pacific. There it is. Cool.
Oh, where is...
Nope. I went too far south. I was in Taiwan. All right, Big Boy. Found it. Okay.
Wait, did you really?
Big Boy Japan is a restaurant group that operates 274 restaurants.
Oh, yeah, now you just need to filter it down from there.
Yeah, that's fine. I only see two on Google Maps, so I don't know.
This looks really good, though.
Japan. It was a little misleading. I'm in a new place.
I've seen this before somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, wait, so...
You've seen Big Boy?
Yeah.
I need a big boy. How does that song go? It's like a Need a Big Boy song.
Big Boy.
So you are still in Japan, you said?
JP. I kind of was mean. I'm in just a different place. I'm going to be leaving Japan soon, though.
Okay.
In a couple weeks, and then you can guess the
But you're in a different
place.
part of Japan.
But where?
Yeah, I'm in a different part of Japan.
Yeah. Okay, so you can see a Big Boy.
I don't know, it's one of those 200 whatever locations. All right, I'm next to a Big Boy, and then directly next to the station, and there's also something called a Kurazushi here. Kura? We actually have them in LA, Kurazushis. Well, I'm calling it an American-style pronunciation is Kura, K-U-R-A. I meant in between
the
all
revolving
that shit,
sushi.
And then you can geo-guess where I'm at.
Yeah, the revolving sushi. Okay, so I need to find where there's a Big Boy, a metro station, and a Kura revolving sushi bar.
Yeah, good luck, because there's probably 15 places like that. But I'm in one of those 15 places.
Okay.
Wow.
So if our listeners can figure this out and pinpoint your location, what kind of prize are they going to get?
Yeah, Kelly, what do they get?
I'll send you a sushi from the thing.
No.
Just a single sushi bar
or something like that.
Fish.
You can say... Maybe I'll personally pay for and send you a piece of Will Save merch if you can actually guess the station that I'm at. Actually, this is the biggest clue, and they could be bullshitting, so I don't know. But like the people that live in this particular area say, and the name indicates this, because like in Chinese/Japanese characters, it says like, well, how do I say this without giving it away? Like best tea shops in the world, basically, is actually what like the kanji mean when they're combined. Mm. I'm at the place that supposedly the shogun and his retinue would like go through like ages and ages ago to like, you know, stop on their way to Kyoto and like have like a bunch of like really good teas and stuff like that.
So not Kyoto.
That's a pretty good indication. It's not Kyoto.
So yeah, so we have enough on the way.
But everywhere is on the way to Kyoto.
Yeah.
I mean,
so it's like
at any point you are on the way to Kyoto.
That's true.
Just in life. Whether you make it there or not, it's a different question.
Best tea shops in the world is the name of the place that I'm at. If you can figure that out, then I'll send you
best
some merch.
Tea shops.
In well, the limit world. To
this
one
doesn't
person.
Count for like will say
void
people.
Were prohibited. Restrictions may apply.
Wait, so you won't send me merch, Kellen? if I figure it out,
if you guess the answer, you should DM me because people actually do want to play this.
I'm DMing you right now because I think I figured it out.
Kelly, oh, yeah. You seem like
it's
you,
a pretty good clue.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
No.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say you seem like you're in a certain type of mood, man. You good? It seemed like you're
and I'm in
frustrated.
A bad mood.
You're
because
in a bad
I just mood. Spent yeah. Did you say mood? Oh, wait, mood. Hold on. Sorry, Vinny DM'd me.
Oh.
Where did you DM me?
On Discord. Mm.
No, it's not that. I'm sorry.
Oh, fail. Dang. Wow, shut down.
Best tea shops in the world, or actually more accurately, the actual characters mean basically like tea shops under heaven is more accurate or under the sky. But the meaning is like best tea shops in the world.
Mm.
So that if that helps you. Okay. I'm not in a good mood because like I'm using two in order to like handle because we try very hard at Will Save to give you like a very good visual audio experience and whatever. We try to run like the best like recording software. And the laptop that I'm on kind of sucks. So I have two laptops with me. And even then, they were having troubles like running those things like separately,
yeah.
Like all the equipment. So I need to upgrade my like hardware setup, but we got delayed on recording. So it's like
it's
really sad. And then I got so angry. I saw a ferret. There was a ferret just chilling in the ground the other night. And I don't. I never mind. I'm not going to say why
ferret
that is really
population centers of Japan.
Just say that. It did not occur to me that ferrets live in the wild. I just thought that ferrets were fucking pets because they are pets here.
Yeah.
But then, like, I was
every,
just like,
every
I didn't
pet,
think about
though,
like,
is
ferrets
a wild
actually.
Animal.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think
has
a ferret
a wild
could live in the
equivalent, like,
Kelly,
like
a fucking hole somewhere. Yeah. What's up?
Are you near the Arashiyama bamboo forest?
No, I'm not near there. That's in Kyoto or around Kyoto. And actually, so, John DM'd me and he got it.
I did.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Woo! We'll say merch here I come. This is great. Yeah. Oh, great. Good stuff.
John's going to order the most expensive thing.
Yeah.
He's going to order the bomber jacket that we have
yeah,
in the queue.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to order the discontinued ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm really hoping for. Okay.
Arashiyama is very cool, though, Will. It's one of the places that I definitely recommend you go to.
Kelly, was it a ferret or a Japanese weasel? Which is apparently a thing.
That's actually... Oh, it could be a weasel. I took a video of it last night.
You should post it
when
to the
I was
Discord.
Taking... Yeah, I will. I've been taking a lot of shots of like haunted looking like middle of the night stuff, and it was
sweet.
Just there chilling
those,
out.
Those
yeah.
liminal space moments in Japan.
Yeah, dude, love it.
Oh
love
my gosh, weasels are so cute.
You need to start posting those somewhere.
You do, yeah, man.
I do.
I need more of that in my life.
You need some
that's
like,
my
fuck.
Background.
Yeah. All right, I'll post.
Yeah, dude, I will use it as my background here. And it'll be cool. We'll be in like
good job, John. I'm still like very happy that you got it. This place is a place I'm very familiar with. That's why I like popped back here. I have some friends in this area, and my host family from like a million years ago is from here. So
if you think you might know where it is, post in the Discord with your guesses. My next challenge is trying to get your cross streets because you gave us your landmarks and
the big boy is the big clue.
Okay,
for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
All big right. boy and train station.
Okay, love it, love it.
Is it? I'll DM you. I think I know actually who.
Oh, well, We got another guesser here. I think Kev's just given up. Vinny seems like he's...
Kev didn't even try.
He didn't even try.
Kev
doesn't
care.
Doesn't care about my life.
He typed in Japan in Google. And
I wasn't the first to get it, so I gave up.
That's it. That was his guess. Yeah. I wasn't the first to get it. Yeah. Well, speaking of liminal spaces, I feel like we're in a liminal space now between banter and playing.
I don't even know what liminal means.
We should play.
You should Google it after
Google Maps Japan.
I'll look that up, Will, but like that's not it. But I've never heard of that, so I want to figure out where that is, though.
Cool. Maybe I'm hallucinating.
Maybe. Let's play. Mm.
Are we playing? Is that what we're doing?
We're playing.
Okay.
Going ahead. Going in deep.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah. We do. We probably should. Look, it's a good chance to just hang, play some Starfinder for an hour, and I wanted to make the most of the hour. You know what I'm saying? Chance to hang out. You all packed a punch. You all were waiting in front of three bathroom stalls, kicking open the door, and then blowing this Vesk chilling on the toilet, blowing him away. Then you go in. I think these past few eps have been the fastest that you guys have been moving through these spaces, making decisions, being tactical, getting information, operating on that information, pivoting, going forward. You know that there are people in this entertainment area. There's two. You saw from the video footage that there was the bartender and an IFF Yosoki sitting there who was mad. The Yosoki was mad that they weren't on that main kidnapping team. Just miss that opportunity, you know, when you're trying to...
Shucks.
Just trying to make it in the ranks of the IFF, you know, it's tough. You really gotta manage up a lot, and they weren't doing a good job, you know? And, you know, maybe they were willing to surrender as they were nursing their drink. And then when you all broke in from two locations, they pulled their gun out of muscle memory and poof, you guys took them out. Talked to Rose a little bit, find out a little bit more about them, and make sure that she moves out safely as you all continue deeper into the facility. Your seismic detector, you put it down right on top of the panel that is supposed to be the pit trap that you all deftly disabled. And with the seismic detector, you're like, what is that hum at like 4 hertz? It's real low. It's not even perceptible. Barely an amplitude to pick up on the meter. You're hitting the floor of the meter here. And you're like, all right, you know what? Let's go in. And Bolt says, hey, I think you might be on the right path, but just FYI, this beacon, this emergency beacon, deeper in the mountain. I'm going to go over to Foundry. And as I'm about to put you all onto the map, I believe we ended with you all opening the door into the residential wing. Is that right?
Yeah. And then there was like a Yosoki that was hiding behind a desk, and another Yosoki popped up. So annoying.
Wait, what was that? Yeah.
We fought Yosoki.
You did fight.
That was maybe a couple episodes ago, but like I'm just saying, we fought them.
You did. Yeah. You did. You also continued your hatred against desks.
True. The second desk is dead now.
Yeah. There. Yeah. It won't haunt you anymore in your dreams or elsewhere. Alrighty. You open the door and realize.
Wait, did we say we opened the door? I don't remember opening the door.
Could we, on the map, could you show the door? Because I forget if we opened it or not.
Yeah, sure.
Which door is this?
Yeah, sure.
I'm pretty sure we opened it.
It's pretty the sure, one at the pretty bottom sure you did too.
Of the map, yeah.
Yeah. Bringing you back to the new office here.
We went to look at the data room. Mm-hmm. Did we put the tap in?
You did put the tap in order to check.
Oh, that's right. We got to the bar and everything. And
then we stacked up on the bottom door. And
yeah.
We like instantly took out the person at the bar. Mm-hmm. And that person like had like a connection to them in a weird way. They really liked their kidnapper slash.
Yeah.
I don't remember putting that in the notes, but you know, if that's what came through, it seemed like maybe they just wanted to, maybe they wanted to get out of the IFF. They
seemed concerned about what we're going to do with Clive.
Yeah. They were friends.
What was it that, Stockholm Syndrome, I think Will brought up or someone did.
That might be a little too far, but you know.
The door's not open.
Maybe it was the start. Or
maybe they're like an ex-boyfriend and. You know, there's
Clive, you're holding me.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Wait, is Clive dead or alive? Oh, he's alive still. He's
dead. No, no.
God, Clive, this is just like our third anniversary.
Wait, let's see. Let's check.
No, non-lethal.
Yeah, the time you died. Yeah, third anniversary. You asshole.
You asshole. You died. You keep dying. Every anniversary.
You never Clive's show
middle,
up.
Clive's middle name is Kenny.
That's why she didn't react that big of a...
That's why. She's like, it's just... Each time there's something special. Apparently, Clive is unconscious, so...
Kara switched to a non-lethal weapon.
Kara...
Could we let Rick like kill Clive and see how the bartender reacts? Just to see if like they're associated. I just keep thinking Rick all the time, just because you know it's Kevin. So
unethical experimentation, Batman.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah.
All right. So
did you open the door?
I did not open the door. The door's not open.
I remember. I put down like a seismic thing, boomed in, and then. You said there was something there.
Yes, there was a hum on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
And then, that's right. Yeah.
So is there a peephole on the door?
There's not a peephole.
Is there any way we can see what's exactly on the other side? Okay, I'm just going to open the door. Let me make sure I got this open up.
Use her electrolocation
Cecil
adaptation.
Okay.
Remember, Cecil, you will not die. And we will not have to bring back your dead body. You will live. So do not fear an open door.
The electrolocation graft, probably along, like, I mean, is it, it's deep, is it go deep into, like, a mountainside? Like, underground? What's going on?
You know that this is the entrance into the residential wing.
Okay.
Possibly one of the rooms. I don't know why you gave the air quotes.
But we're assuming that, like, the floors are decoupled.
Because there's no such thing as a residential wing in an office building.
This is a different like time. It's and place.
It's think of it.
Could be this way.
I just can't get
like
over
two buildings that share a wall.
Yeah.
Actually, what's Kevin? As long as we're talking about traveling shit in this part of the world, they do have it like that.
Also,
like, they'll have like workspaces in like.
Yeah, but you wouldn't live in the same build. Like,
what about it's like Blade Runner?
Live in that.
What about Blade Runner? That's like he lived like in the place.
So, she's rich as fuck. She built her own shit. I mean, you know.
Why is it like it's just like having a parking garage that's attached to the office, except instead of parking your car, you park your body and your stuff.
I guess I lived on a submarine for too long where I lived and worked in the same space that I will never want to do that again. Then again,
so you do that now
from home, but that's different because it's like my office. This is my office.
And then you get out of there and then you go to your residential part of your house where you like live and eat. And then at 5 p.m. you go to sleep, like, you know, upstairs in the same building that you work in.
Okay, moving on. I'm opening the door.
5 p.m. is late. Okay. Kev, thank you for choosing this facet of this imaginary game to be upset with.
You know, Kevin, as far as Hills to Die On go, and I know you choose many, this was my favorite one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. When I look over the field of hills, a lot of them have Kev's flag on them.
It's just like Kevin's like dead on each one.
Yeah, like it's different Kevin's. What's the order that you all go in? Cecil's first.
Cecil's first.
Yeah. And then?
Did I open the door? The door's not open.
I want Migo behind Cecil. I feel like Migo's trying to do his best to look out for Cecil's dead body, if nothing else.
Okay. And then? And then Kara?
Yeah, boom is spinning in circles.
Sorry, I'm trying to.
All right, I don't know.
Just look forward. What is wrong with you?
Okay,
all right, there we go. All right, there.
So, who is bringing out the rear? Let's just do a little process of deduction. Who's going in last? Boom or Car?
Well, Boom isn't one to go in last.
Okay, so
I think Boom would want to go behind Cecil if you'll allow it. That's what Boom wants to
ask.
Do, for sure.
Ask Migo. I think the two of you start to walk into the door at the same time.
Migo, Cecil, and I, you know, kind of like my trainee. So let me back him up. Yeah.
Cecil looks at you and like.
Also, Migo, you're not the best at like pep talk. So I feel like. For morale purposes, it's probably best you stay like a little bit further away from Cecil. Okay.
Is that sure?
So, Migo, you stay as close as you need to for me. I prefer
Mr. Grenade Hands over here. You don't want him looking over your shoulder.
Hey, what do you?
Just don't cower behind any desks. You'll be fine.
copy that. All right, and I open the door. Why won't the door open?
Kev, you need to just take a chill pill, buddy. Okay? I know that you're mad at this whole idea of the way the room's laid out. You open the door.
to the residential
district. He's just like shaking the doorknob.
To the residential district.
Or area of the same building.
It's so
much to open a door.
It's the mud room.
I'm waiting for John to say the door's locked.
It's like
it was unlocked last time.
You were able to unlock the door. It's good. You can go in. Just picture in your mind. Go with me, okay? On this imaginary train. We're leaving. Okay.
It's a train now?
The remaining sunlight leaves a warm glow in this immense home office and library. Everything in the 20-foot high space feels right in its place. Each of the rows and rows of bookshelves on every wall have the perfect amount of books. The chair behind the modest dark wood desk sits ready for use. And the geometric patterns on the tile, all pulling your eyes towards one thing in the center of the room, the large circular statue. Different shaped broken pieces of a metal orb float lazily, held in place by this glowing blue ball in the center of the orb. Just enough light leaks out to leave a blue haze in the room, mixing with the yellow of the sun. There's another door on your left and windows along the south and west wall. Above the fireplace hangs a moving portrait of similar colors, blue, gray, and a little yellow. Gonna bring you guys in. When you open to the door, you realize that the door is technically one leaf of a double door on this side. So I've put you all roughly in an order that you might come in. Archie comes in behind you and boom, starts rotating in place, looking around. I don't know why you were rotating the
keyboard. I mean, I'm on a different keyboard. I'm trying to get used to
it. What do you all do?
Well, we'd probably come in tactically and like door opens. I'm going to move up towards the left.
Okay.
This place is nice.
Scanning the room with my weapon out. Do I need to roll perception?
If you want to roll perception, you can roll perception.
What did you say was a statue?
So there's this
the middle.
It's an amorphous thing.
I see it.
Yeah.
What does it mean? Culture check. And then he's going to throw a grenade at him.
No.
All right, let's see.
Kara,
21, no. Please.
Put those away.
Amazing.
It's a 21 for, like, the orb.
Mm. Okay. You know? The orb, it looks like a very interesting piece of art. There's a lot more control and mechanical capability to this thing. You notice that on the back, as you're walking around, you can see both sides of the floating pieces of metal that are just slowly moving lazily, like floating along a river. You can see on the back that there are small devices laid along the back of the statue. But otherwise, it just looks like a strange piece of art.
Okay, perception check on the whole room.
Okay.
Kara is going to scan the perimeter near the windows, check to make sure that, like, are these open or are things locked, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, the windows secured. And then move to the desk and look through the desk and this sort of, like, back cabinet area.
Okay. I got 11 for perception.
11, you don't notice anything.
Sweet.
Again, there's a painting on the wall, bunch of books. Kara, you find that the door is secured and the windows are secured. When you go up and look out, you see that the way that this residential wing is oriented, there's still a lot of sunlight coming in the same way that when you all first were dropped off on the roof there. And it looks out over into a small garden that looks upkept, but pretty much unused. It's maybe like it's like a nice rooftop garden. You can see another wing across the way, but otherwise totally unused.
John, I would like to register a Kevin style complaint.
Yeah.
So earlier, like the light, like coming in, like it was more like a afternoon setting sun kind of light, and this one's more like a morning sun.
So I just wanted to, like, you know, note that.
This is moonlight now.
It just, like, okay. It's very bright.
Which means Liara is already dead.
John, is there anything in the desk?
Thank you.
And can I roll, like, are there any traces or tracks that I could roll to see, like, where they might have gone? Or also, is there, like, any, like, I kind of feel like there might be a secret passage in this place.
So
y'all have secret slime.
There's this painting thing. It looks kind of suspicious.
Kara, give me a survival check. You do see that there's a computer sitting on top of the desk.
I got a...
Also, Boom, give me a
perception 25. Check.
25 Boom survival got... perception from Boom, and then we'll get to Migo.
Boom got like 20, 22 perception.
20 or 22?
22.
22 perception. Migo, you had your hand raised.
I think Migo is going to be working around the right side of the room, looking at the bookcases to see if there's any, one, any titles he recognizes, two, any like, any books that would relate Liara to this group that has kidnapped her, and three, anything that looks like it could trigger a secret door.
Okay. And Cecil, you raise your hand. Just going to get all the answers ready.
I rolled a 25 on engineering for the orb.
For the orb. Okay.
I want to know more.
Kara, you were first. You rolled really high on the survival, trying to see what's going on. You don't see... It seems like this area was touched, you think, by one person. So it seems reasonable that in this part of the room, there's not much going on. Maybe you rolled pretty high enough that you look over and you're like, huh, the way the rug is sitting... Seems like there was more foot traffic over in the north end of the room. Migo, you were doing a scan along the right side to see what the titles are. The titles are like, you know, like the 25 laws of power and how to be the best CEO ever and things like that, you know, like, and just all these very like leadership-y self-help books, some novels and fiction that you're interested in. Nothing that ties... that you see there that ties Liara to the IFF. There are a lot of books on, you think, like, what's the best way to say it? Study of precognition.
Ooh.
And then Cecil, you were doing an engineering check on the orb. And both Kara and Migo, again, the computer in front of you, seems like that's been used. Sorry, that's something, Kara, that you would pick up, is that maybe on the computer you're like, oh, like I recognize this screen in the order of things. This is a screen that occurs right when it's been being used and then somebody's walked away. So it's like kind of the screensaver. So there might be something there. Migo or Cecil, you're looking at this orb and you're like, there is, again, there's a lot more capability here. You think there are these like, the devices on the back of each piece of metal seem to be like IDs. They're transmitting information somewhere. And you also notice that in the center, oriented towards the window, there's a solar detector that picks up the incoming light. It is obviously being impacted by this blue light that you think is some sort of EM holding things in place in a stasis. Nothing special to that technology. Maybe you've seen something like that before. I want to say that, Boom, you're watching the painting and you're like, it's moving. You see something in the center moving, bluish. And then you see these blurry, like impressionist kind of figures moving. You count them. There's four of them. And then you look and you're like, the one that just walked over from the desk to where you are, that was kind of like Kara. And then the one that's moving around the blue thing, is that Cecil?
Dope.
Wait, this...
I believe...
So it's like a mirror, but it's like a faint
this
mirror.
Is you, like some magical mirror. The figures in here do exactly what we do. Look, I wave at it. Look.
Here's the thing.
It's me waving back.
Right. The reason you said here, I'm going to wave at it, was because 20 seconds before, you saw somebody waving in the painting.
What the fuck? This. No. Is it another dimension? Is it like...
No, it's a pre-con dimension. Mirror.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. This is like Rolly's Mind Palace, basically. Great. I see.
That's the best way I could probably put it.
All right, that's dope.
What are you thinking?
Intriguing.
Well, yeah.
Cara, artifact we have here.
Okay.
Hey, hey, Boom, we got another computer over here. You want to have a look at it?
Oh, but of course. Where is it?
Yeah, it's over here next to the window.
You can just follow the figure moving.
There we are.
So there's only two doors into this room.
Yeah.
There's the one to the west that looks like it leads outside, and there's one to the north that we came through.
Yeah, and again, the one to the west is a locked from the inside.
A locked. Okay.
Locked. Yes. That's the sorry, I slipped into my Morrow accent. where they put before everything. So
okay, boom. I already used my secret slime, but you guys all have some, right? Nobody confirmed that.
I mean, that's all part of her kit, yeah.
You should all have some.
I still have some, yeah.
Boom, were you looking at the computer? And Kara, what are you thinking? Because I feel like Kara's having like a Sherlock kind of moment. You're like walking in the middle of the carpet. You're like looking at the painting.
Yeah, I guess like you said up here was more foot traffic.
Yeah. You think the foot traffic clearly wasn't going towards the door on the
what about these like left. Statues or any of the like this white thing that I'm sort of nearby?
Yeah, the white thing carpet. Is just
a, what yeah, is that?
The white thing on the carpet is just a coffee table and there's a lamp. Next to
lamp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the way it's bunched, yeah, you think traffic moved towards that section of the wall, that northeast section of the wall. Boom. Where you were going to look at the computer?
Sounds about right. Secret entrance kind of thing. Yeah. Boom like looks at like the painting and he wonders if like in 10 seconds from now he's gonna be successful. Does he see him like celebrating or anything like that?
Well, you're
just watch the painting and see what happens. If you watch it long enough.
he rolled at 19 computers.
Okay, I have something for you too, Kara, in just a minute. That's enough to get into the computer. You're able to hot in. You think, since you got into the security, this one's not too bad. It was definitely tough, but not too bad.
I'm professional.
You think that mostly what you see are emails. That's the program that's open. You thumb through it, flick through, see some things in like the preview pane. You see two types generally of emails. Three, I guess. One, business as usual, status updates on the construction, status updates from other offices, corporate stuff. Then you see some emails with the stewards. Stewards, mostly, Lior is just CC'd on these emails. Sometimes she chimes in. She seems to be that they're requesting a lot of information about the history of steward spaces on Akiton. Dig a little further and you think, they're asking a lot about the draws. They're really pushing the boundaries of the relationships between the stewards and the private sector. They're claiming that there are ringwork security issues that they need to know so they can need to be aware of the system. Of course, the stewards are pretty reticent to share anything about that. Do you all know what the draws are?
No.
The draws are not confirmed by anybody in the public. That the stewards have an ability to mobilize very quickly because at certain bases, they have these interplanetary portals that can teleport. That's part of why they've been able to be so successful at maintaining order and moving troops when they need to. Of course, no one's been able to confirm it. You know, some of the highest levels of stewards access there. You see another set of emails, a couple things here and there, from some names that you're like, I don't know what this is. I'm not sure where this is coming from. It's all linked to an @sc.edu essentially. And as you're going through, you see some of the signatures in the emails, and so and so is like head researcher at Singularity Conservatory. You know, like part-time professor, you know, adjunct. And
yeah.
If you If you want to give me a culture check, or anybody who's aiding, to figure out more, you know that you've heard of the Singularity Conservatory. It's a selective institution founded for training precogs. That's kind of all that you know about it. But I think if you want to know more, you could do a culture check.
Yeah. Boom, we'll do this.
Okay.
Again, very Roldu-esque to me, not Boom. 24 for culture.
Yeah, you're thinking back. You're like, this place was cool for some reason, but like, interesting. It's weird. You remember the reason why this school is so successful is because it's located very close to the event horizon of a black hole. So there's time distortion just getting there. And a lot of times you will go in and study, and you know, that time dilation, there's a lot that happens, a decade or more passes, but you can get a lot of things done, and then in your research, and then you come out and take new advances, because times move so quickly out there. You can update your things, your technology, a lot quicker. And you recall also that the school's a little controversial. They have a thing called the crossing, where every X amount of time, faculty, students, and alumni will come together to celebrate the crossing. And every conservatory, as it's being built, a second one is being built somewhere else, because the first one was built so they knew exactly how much time they had before the school crosses the event horizon. And right before it does, they all leave and go to the new school. Sometimes people will stay on as it crosses, maybe as part of a retirement, maybe more of a religious significance. So it's an odd way of thinking. All these emails about this seem to be like requests for talks, or kind of confirming some points about a paper. And you think Leora must know people here, maybe even studied. Some of the references are very familial, like, hey, professor, good to see you again. And that's pretty much what you get. Kara, you're looking at this painting, and you're like, okay, there are definitely faint tracks here of people moving to the painting. I can see 20 seconds ahead, and then you look over at the statue, and you look back, and you begin to notice that every time in the painting something moves in front of the blue area, it's one of the pieces of metal. And as soon as it moves over, it will become very clear for a few seconds, so you can see exactly which piece of metal it is. And then it will fade off into wispy trails and keep moving.
Sorry, explain what do you want to do? This is in the painting that it becomes clear?
Yeah, there's like a rotating... It's like that's one of the few things that really becomes clear in the painting, is like this piece of metal and the shape and everything becomes clear for a second as it's moving in front of the perspective of that the painting is painted in, right? And then it will become wispy again.
Like a single piece of metal from that. Yeah. So then Cecil's going to walk over and wait for that piece to come around and grab it.
From the actual statue itself. You'll grab the piece. You'll go see which one it is and go over and grab it.
He'll at least, like, as it comes around the first time, we'll probably poke at it or touch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just moves a little bit and then comes back.
Boom. I don't think Boom would know this, but Kelly's curious. This isn't by any chance like sort of the same sort of bluey glowy material that we see in other parts of Threefold, is it?
No.
Okay.
Good question. Much lighter, paler.
Well, you mentioned the stewards, so they had... You know.
So,
yeah.
Who did an engineering check? So, that was you.
Cecil did.
Okay. Yes. Cecil did. Cecil, you do that, and then you look at the solar detector. And then you look at the IDs on the back, and you're like, all right, the solar detector is in the... is in the path of the sun. And you think, I need to match the right piece at the right time with the right rays of the sun.
It's a
like a Tomb Raider game. I love it.
Uncharted. And maybe something will happen. Maybe there's a link there.
Is there a mirror somewhere, or can I manipulate the pieces?
You could probably take the piece off if you wanted to.
Yeah, I think you could probably use the one opaque piece to block the sun from the solar sensor.
Why do you want to block the sun? I thought we were going to light it with the sun.
Well, like, it's already in the sun's rays currently. Like, I think you want to shield it. Am I interpreting that right? Like, the solar sensor right now is currently being illuminated by the sun.
Yeah.
If you want to stop that.
So then you
want to... He'll just put his hand over and block the light.
That doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he said a certain piece has to align with the solar panel thing.
Right. So if you use the piece of metal to block the light.
Okay. So the piece that we recognized in the picture, Cecil's going to grab it.
Mm-hmm. You rush over and 20 seconds window.
You only at 20 seconds? Why? Does the whole thing collapse?
No. It just... Things seem to move in a 20 second. It's like... It's about 20 seconds before then. So you walk over, you have this piece, and you block the solar sensor. Is that what you're doing?
That's what Migo recommended? Like,
Nothing happens. Oh, but cool. You think to yourself, there's definitely a link between the solar sensor and what's on the back of the, what's on the back of the metal pieces. Like, those are receiving input too. And so you think, maybe I need to match those. So you start turning the piece of metal.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I'll flip it over. And I match them. Sorry, I'm having a hard time picturing this exactly in my head.
It's cool. It's okay. It's okay.
So
you match it.
And I think the whole time he's doing this, he's also kind of glancing at that picture.
Okay.
To see like what is going to work.
And yeah, of course. Kara, what are you doing?
I guess... We'll try out Seeker Slime.
Oh. Love it. Okay. Where do you put the Seeker Slime?
Near the mirror, maybe?
Near the picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anything here with these, like, blue lighting on the walls? Or no?
No.
Okay.
No, that just appears to be a light to a drawer beneath.
There's not a statue where the head folds back and you push a button.
Yeah. No. But you...
I can't, like, play off key on a piano somewhere and, like...
Pull a book.
Yeah. It's funny, though. You put the Seeker Slime up to the painting and it shies away from the painting. It just doesn't want to be near the painting. But then it starts to move over around the fireplace. And then you see it...
Fireplace?
Move into this, like... Yeah, like the mantle around the painting. Yeah. And then it seems to like move into this imperceptibly tiny crack that you did not even think was there.
In the fireplace?
So below, it's below the painting.
It's part of, it's around the entire painting.
Okay.
And at that time, you turn the piece of metal and the sunlight hits it. And then you see 1, 10. You see the digits on the back of the piece of metal start to align with the solar sensor. And Kara, you're looking, and then you're looking down and looking up, and you don't even see as the door starts to swing open. And if you look on the map, you see that behind the mantle is a stainless steel double sliding.
Dope.
Well, knew there was something behind that painting. Boom's gonna put down his seismic thing again.
Okay.
The nanite, blah blah blah.
You're picking up the hum. It feels like that is whatever's driving this art piece. Is part of that hum? And there's maybe something else, really small though. Can barely see it. It's probably just an electrical blip in the sensor. It's probably nothing.
Famous last words.
Probably nothing. What do you all do?
Well, Cecil, another door for you.
So, Kara is going to use one of her nanosite arrays.
Ooh.
A broad spectrum scanning kit to a +4 circumstance bonus to perception checks to search.
Okay. What are you searching?
I'm searching just like this secret entry doorway. Like, is there like a, how does it They're like an entrance or like
there's a button that you can push to open it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have to search.
Guys, I got a bad feeling about this. Like, did the kidnappers know about this?
They might not expect us to enter this way.
Hey, do they know about this? I think they've, like, from what we were told by the boss, they've already seen us coming and rescuing Liara. Like, they got to see this coming.
Are we messing with precogs here? I don't know any precogs. I heard about them. Like,
it very well could be.
I'm not a precog. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what to expect. So but I know what I've been asked.
There's often mystical elements.
And if it's springing some perverted trap to kidnap and kill all the Liara Huxley, and I don't know what else is involved, but...
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, what if Liara's in on it? This is her building. This is...
Then we'll cuff her and we'll take her in, too. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. We're here to do a rescue, and we'll take her out in cuffs, or we'll take her out however we need to.
I don't have reason to believe she's in on it, but something's afoot, that's for sure.
All right.
I'm ready. I don't like it as much as you do.
With that,
I think Kara's going to push the button.
Yeah. Cecil's got his gun up. He's going to ready in action to shoot if there's any hostiles on the other side.
Is there a button?
There's a
button. Can I use the electrolocation graph? Detect anything through the wall before push?
It starts to detect a little bit of something, but you think, there's a change of material here. There's a cut.
Okay.
Yeah. From this nice geometric floor grid. It's like very, like, 2000s-y. Same design language.
Wait, the mirror didn't show the mirror opening up? I thought you said it was like 20 seconds earlier or 5 seconds earlier. Like, somebody wouldn't have seen, like, whoa, look! And then everybody turns to watch the mirror show the door open, and then the door's open.
I mean, you would have seen that happen as you start to go over, as you grab the right one, and it disappears from the blue thing. You would have seen that start to happen. Yeah, absolutely. But you can't see the door opening because the perspective is as if you were on the door. So it doesn't look like it's opening. But
no, the whole right. image would shift.
You do, yeah. As you are walking over and doing that, you're seeing the image shift as if the door is opening, because it takes a second because it's secret slide and all that stuff. So yeah, cool. You absolutely see
that. This is a really fascinating idea.
You all were circling. You were circling the drain. Kara was like, okay, there's definitely something up here. There's definitely something on this wall. The engineering was there. The connection there between whatever is going on with this painting and whatever is going on with this statue, you all were like putting the pieces together. So it was kind of just a race of who was going to get the seeker slime or who was going to put the piece of metal in the sunlight.
Right. And then I think that's just mine and Cecil's kind of issue with that is that's a pretty complicated secret door access thing. Like, it took us a few minutes to figure that out. But like, if the IFF knows about that, They have some kind of insider, and this is Liara's private residence, right?
This is her home office. Sorry, I don't want to activate you, Kev, by talking about the residential office and a new office.
But, I'm just going to prepare another hill for Kevin.
Yeah.
And please. In the meantime.
Please.
But, like, I mean, the IFF could have some... I mean, if we could figure it out, the IFF could theoretically figure it out, right? I mean, it's not like they're, like, complete...
Doesn't seem like she's the only one who uses this entry.
I'm sure the IFF has a couple good, I don't know how you say, brain cookies. People with good, I forget phrase. Maybe smart people.
Brain cookies?
I forget phrase. Boom lights a new cigar, takes out his machine gun. He's ready.
Car, you push the button. Door opens.
Yep.
With her flash compliance ray.
Ready. Yeah. Ready to go. Yeah, love it. It opens. You feel another nice warm blast of air come over you as concrete steps descend perfectly straight in front of you. And you just see the tick, 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 tick as lights come on every step. and it goes down for a ways. And it's like, yeah, it's like watching lights turn on in a tunnel as you see how far it goes.
It's like descending into the back cave.
Descending into the back cave.
Exactly. The nice one. Welcome.
And those lights are always very loud because it goes.
Yeah, that's
just like huge relays for each one.
Boom, boom, boom.
Every single one of them. The relays never fail. They never, ever fail. Also, just want to note, Boom, you didn't destroy the desk. So I think whatever therapy you're going to is working.
So still got time for that.
Do leave. It's like, yeah.
When you leave, you're like, that desk's f***ing iron.
As we run out, like, you know, shooting behind us.
It. Yeah. Shuts the door. Yeah.
Just rolls down the concrete steps.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
For like a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Forever.
Ding, 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 ding.
Like, ding, never ding, ending. Ding, ding. Yeah. Amazing. So what do you do? You start walking?
Yeah, I can take lead if you want, Cecil, or we could go together, or what? What do you?
Car is already in.
What's the? So what's the?
Is it like a two wide?
It's a one wide.
Oh, Cecil go first.
Okay. Cecil goes first. Then Boom's gonna be try. Reminder. Okay.
Go after Car then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom goes after Car and Migo.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with Migo bringing up the rear.
Okay.
The rear is the scariest thing, to be honest. Let's be
real. Archie's right behind you. Floating.
Oh, there you go. There
you go. You start walking. Feels like. First it's 50 feet. Clip, 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 clip. Then it becomes 100 feet. Clip, clip. And 200 feet. Clip, clip. You're just walking in the single file stairwell with apathetic walls. And after a while, you can't see anymore. The sun becomes a little prick, the light from that room. Until finally, you get to an open door.
It's
you can
dark
see.
In there.
You can see.
Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good. It's true. It's true. Because you come down and you see a little landing and a door is open. And it does look a little dark in there. Do you all walk in? This is the only exit to the stairwell. Yeah, I
mean, is there a door you said?
Yeah, but it's open.
I don't think and Migo would stop.
Okay, just keep going.
Yeah.
So you just walk over everybody as we all pause. Oh,
Migo's already there. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Oh,
please. Shit. Sorry. Migo, sorry. Since I'm taking lead, I do want to do a perception check before we go in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm going to try the electrolocation graft.
Ooh, love it. Love it.
14 on perception.
14 perception. And what's the electrolocation graft?
Can feel the presence of other creatures through conductive surfaces. Sensors right. Installed in your hands or feet. I can do the same. So you can come when you're in contact with a crystalline or metallic surface. You can detect the presence of other creatures within 60 feet that are also in contact with the same surface, even through walls and other obstacles. This otherwise functions as blind sense.
So it's just how active. Long is that active for?
Yeah.
It's just while I have my electrolocation loaded. Okay.
And does it take uses or anything?
It's a primary nanite array.
Okay.
So it's in place of a weapon, so it's like it's a legit like
yeah, it's
item
cool.
to carry.
But does it take a battery or anything? I'm just curious, no. Like what the limitations are.
It's like it doesn't say that it does.
Mm.
Cool.
I think you don't feel any individual, but you do feel what I feel like is like a radar thing, where it's like you sense that the floor is marble, so you can't really tell too much. But there is sort of a ping as if there's a different type of material somewhere else. Whatever's beyond this door, there is some other material, structure, surface, platform that's not this marble, because you do get a faint like ping there, right? It's like looking at a map and seeing the dark spot between what you kind of feel.
It's like marble's coming up to the edge of a massive structure and just like touching.
Right. Yeah. You're like, most of this, I don't know what's going on. It's marble. It's not quite. But there's like a hole there. There's something missing there that should be there. All right.
And my perception check didn't show anything?
You can see a little bit of dust kind of float in.
What temperature is it?
What was that?
Is it cold? Is it colder or warmer?
If I smell?
There's a... The air is warm. The smell smells like more books.
Let's watch your incendiary grenades. Boom. There's a lot of books in here.
And with that, he's gonna... good time for boom.
He's gonna push
you feel like...
Oh, listen,
Kara is going to pull out one more little technological item, a broad spectrum scanning kit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
And do a quick perception check. And that actually puts it at 27.
27. Yeah, this sounds and feels like a bigger space than you were in last time. And again, it's still just quiet. You don't pick up any.
A bigger sword. Space beyond this door?
Yeah. Bigger than what you were in for the office.
I think Migo's growing impatient.
Yeah.
Hey, are we? What are we waiting on? Can I go? There's
a big
step in and
push this I think down. Whatever's behind this is a lot bigger than... Well, I just get a sense that whatever it is, it's big.
God, it'd be good to
enter. Let's go put eyes on it.
Yeah. So she's actually going to equip her weapon, you see, like, almost like the sculpture that was in the room of the office before. You uh-huh. see, like, emanating from her arm, this sort of, like, vibrational movement of a Leeds philosopher sting.
That's
Leeds cool. philosopher sting is a weapon.
That's neat. I fucking like that. I like the sound of that. Alrighty.
That I do have a battery for.
Okay. And what do you guys do?
And we go in. Right? We open.
I push the door open. Yep.
Okay. The door's mostly open, so you don't need to really push. You just start walking through. As you walk and come down onto the landing, you see before you a set of two or three steps as the floor rises back up. You walk through this little trough, start walking up the steps, and that's our game.
Mm. Stuck in the liminal space.
We started in a liminal space. Gonna end the liminal space.
You know? I do love liminal space.
You know?